Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Looky here, bitches. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I'm over here fucking your mother. You fucking dick knobs.
DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos didn't touch it.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Yes, welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle, the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. But before I can get to any of this chicanery, a little band from a little country that we love, they give us schnitzel, they give us rock, they give us Rammstein! Oh, man. Yes, it's a very good day. It's a very, very good day. The first show, the first DJ New Style Show featuring Germ Freak of 2009. Speaking of Germ Freak, your friend and mine, Frank, how are you tonight?
Hey, what's up, DJ New Style? How are you tonight?
I hope you're doing well. I hope you're okay. Hope everything's going, coming up fucking roses for you. I don't know. What's going on? It's been a week since you were here, as you call it, the Fortress of Solitude. I trust that a lot has gone on in your life. Have you done anything productive since, seeing how people do a show in a bedroom?
Yesterday I had an itch. Are you going to cut the music anytime soon or no?
It's cut.
Okay. I had an itch on the crack of my ass yesterday.
Wait.
And I scratched it, and then I smelled it, and it smelled like canned sardines.
I asked you if you've done anything productive, and you said you scratched a fishy itch on your ass crack.
My ass crack.
And you have a job, really. Because that's, like if you're just scratching your ass, that's the biggest thing to happen in your life right now?
Yeah, I mean, I just had an itch.
So you had an itch. We all have itches. We all itch our butts or whatever, our ass cracks, as it was. But the thing is that you have a very vivid description for the smell.
It smelled like canned sardines or Kipper snacks.
Kipper snacks in mustard or water?
Exactly. No, oil.
Oh, oil. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'm surprised you know what Kipper snacks are.
I don't know why you'd be surprised.
Well, because you're Catholic.
What the fuck does that... do I go to a special Catholic-only grocery store? I mean, I've seen them. I've eaten them, actually.
I apologize.
Why are they limited to only to non-Catholics? I don't understand. I don't understand your logic.
They're in the kosher food aisle, and so, I wasn't aware that you shopped there.
So what religion are you?
I'm a non-practicing Roman Catholic.
How do you know about Kipper snacks?
Because I used to work in a supermarket. I used to work at ShopRite Supermarkets in Edison, New Jersey, and I used to work in the.
So you know they exist.
Yes.
How do you know what they smell like?
Let me finish the answer. Let me finish the answer.
Go ahead.
Because as we were playing, we were bored one day, so we opened a can up and just poured the contents onto the shelf until it got all smelly, and then
didn't. You went up on the top shelf and fucking opened the can up and poured it into your mouth and pulled the bones out like Heathcliff.
No, I don't
fucking
eat that.
Loser. I can't believe this, Frank. You're gonna claim that people of my religion shouldn't know what they are. Yet you know what they look like, and you know what they smell like.
Listen, there's no need to get defensive about this. I just made a simple point.
Yeah, that's okay. But the big event for the last 7 days for you is a bit of a fishy odor coming from your ass crack. Huge times coming up for Germ Freak.
Well, I mean, you yourself said that you like to smell.
When I have weird smells,
your blister.
When I have weird smells, such as the ever discussed cyst, the sebaceous cyst on my leg, I will smell the shit that comes out of it.
Yeah.
It's a weird smell, and you get kind of addicted to smelling these things. We've talked about that before, but now you're sniffing your ass. I mean, is this something that's coming back to you?
No. It just happened to be that one moment, and I also have another addiction. I'm sorry, but I've started huffing. Are you aware what huffing is?
You have not started huffing. You're sniffing glue now at 52 years old.
No, it's not. It's not that. But I am huffing.
What are you doing?
I'm huffing my sneakers.
Sneakers? You mean the new ones, like the new sneaker smell?
No, the old sour smell.
Ew.
That comes from my
shit. You are
clammy, sweaty
fucking
feet.
Fucking disgusting. And let me tell you something. I know how we all know how you operate. You have sneakers for everybody else's domain, the world, and then you have sneakers, special ones. For your house. You have your house-only shoes.
I call them house shoes.
Your house shoes, just like an Asian person would do, just so they don't track in spirits. But in your case, spirits are germs. So what you're doing is you're sniffing the soul, but which shoe is it? It's not the outside one.
They're my house shoes, the ones that I pretty much have on 23 hours a day.
23?
They're never off my feet, so they don't get aired out, and I cannot stop smelling them. I'm addicted to the smell.
Ew, you're so fucking disgusting.
It's a sour milk smell.
We took a video, or you took a video of yourself sleeping. We put it on frankandbarb.com. Would you be willing to take a picture of yourself or a video of yourself sniffing your shoe?
No doubt.
Kind of showcasing your addiction?
No doubt.
What does the band have to do with this? I don't understand.
Oh.
So would you actually sniff it on video and we'll post it on frankandbarb.com?
Sure, if that's what gets you off.
Sin Fiction asks an entertaining question because I know the answer. He says, wait, you said 23 hours a day. That means you sleep in shoes.
Well, a lot of times I fall asleep in my office chair, which means I have my shoes on all night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, which is evidenced in that video.
Yeah, you're dreaming. Don't wake
him. You could tell I'm dreaming.
You can tell. His entire face is moving. You sleep in your chair, you work, you live, and you'll die in that chair. in that office chair. You do sleep with your shoes. It's disgusting. It really is disgusting. And you put the finger in the crack of your eyes.
Let me tell you, I don't want to get descriptive here. It wasn't like I didn't stick it in the anus opening. I just, the top crack where the lower back meets the ass crack.
So wait, you didn't even have to go near the hole to get some kind of a fishy smell?
Oh, I don't put my finger in my hole.
I'm not asking if you do or don't, but you said the crack of your ass produced a fish oil of some kind.
I guess because of the rash, I guess, it's beginning to ooze a little bit. So I guess the oozeness and the sweat is causing some type of allergic reaction.
The oozeness. Oh, my God. The oozeness and the sweat. By the way, I would like to welcome our friends in the Ustream chat room on HearUsTalk.com. HearUsTalk.com. We have Smelly Pedo Sneakers checking in for the first time. Must be a new person. I don't know who they are. I don't know. They must be brand new. So that's it. That's the big. It's the big thing for the last week. Nothing too big. No big deal. New Year's. Ass cracks.
We went to a New Year's celebration. The hosts and hostess was Pat Irish Alki, which many people don't realize that he's actually a portion Portuguese. And
you like to point that out. I don't know why you like to point that out.
Well,
but
because
you do.
He brags about the fact that he's Irish. But he doesn't let people know about his Portugueseness, and he's not proud of him being Portuguese. He needs to embrace his Portugueseness.
Should he create a fucking username that's a mile long that explains everything that he is? 5'7", 180 pounds.
By the way, alkisbag.com. By the way,
That site is no more. Don't plug that site.
I apologize.
Do not plug that site.
Anyway, we had a nice celebration there. Nice ethnic Dominican Republican food.
Dominican what?
Republican. Pork, empanadas,
and
things of that nature. Empanadas.
You guys had candy? You took out a mop handle and broke open something and got some candy?
See, that shows your ignorance.
You had pinatas?
An empanada is a Dominican Republican food consisting of dough with various ingredients filled
empanada. Empanada, not piñata, you fucking dope. How dare you? The thing is, you call me uncultured, yet the fact is, you don't know how to pronounce the thing that you're criticizing me for not knowing. Because it doesn't fucking exist. What is
right,
it, some delicious doughy ball that spits out fucking Mary Janes when you bash it apart? I don't understand.
I don't know the logics of it. I just know that it's a Dominican food. There's no need to get nasty.
There isn't.
I had nice shots.
Okay, I saw some of the pictures. I saw some of the live footage. They're very big on broadcasting their New Year's parties, almost like a show that people can enjoy if they're not able to come. So I watched some of the footage. I have to say, I saw you there. I don't know why in the Facebook photos and on the footage that I saw in the Pal Talk room, you had a gigantic, what looks like a right man tit stain. You had some kind of like a fucking man chest to belly stain on your shirt.
I was throwing a few shots back.
Like a gentleman would do at a party, having a blast, like an animal.
Yeah, yeah.
So what happened? You literally threw it back on you.
Well, I missed a couple. I threw one back and I missed.
You missed your mouth with a shot and absorbed it on your sleep shirt.
Yeah, and I spilled a little bit on my shirt and because I was afraid that the redness would stain.
So you had to immediately blot it with some kind of a cloth and
it was a big chunk of ice that was located in
the crack of my ace.
In the ice basket, and I hope to God it's not the same one that was urinated in by somebody last year. But anyway,
but the thing isn't that embarrassing when you get something on you and now you have to wet your entire outfit or whatever, your shirt or your pants or whatever.
Yeah, but
you basically
look like you
had someone either pissed on you or you peed yourself, depending on where the big wet blotch is.
Right, right. So, but it was good. I mean, listen, I can handle my alcohol and I do a good job.
So you were throwing back shots.
Yeah, shots.
Now what did you have? You had maybe a couple vodka shots, Jack Daniels, some kind of whiskey. What did you have?
I had strawberry daiquiri shots.
Did you have a? Did you chase it with a shot of semen too? Did you have a shot? What about a shot of sack sweat? Did you have any of that? Did you have anything that could possibly be gayer than taking a shot of a strawberry daiquiri?
Where is there a rule book that has says you can only have certain shots of certain alcohol? I had strawberry daiquiri shots, and not only that, but it's TGI Friday brand as well.
Wow, Applebee's really is never going to sponsor us at this rate. If you're going to drink homosexual shots, it better be the Applebee's brand. That's the only one we stand behind. Yeah, any drink can be a shot because the definition of a shot is a 1 to 1.5 ounce collection of some liquid. So that's why when I suggested maybe you should chase your gay daiquiri shot with a shot of semen, that would be acceptable for you because it's a shot. It doesn't matter what the liquid is. The fact is, your manhood is now in check because you're drinking a girl drink. You're drinking a drink that should be adorned with pineapple slices, decorative straws, and glass stirrers. Some kind of like really fancy drink. A man's drink should never be adorned. It should just be some kind of a dirty glass that some fucking indifferent bartender ragged out with something he wiped the goddamn counter with. And then some ice, some booze, and like a little squirt of a mixer. Something like that. You're having a goddamn cocktail in a fucking shot glass. Like a fucking dessert tray at a fucking bridal shower.
Listen, I'm a leader, not a follower. And a lot of people were asking me for some of the strawberry daiquiri, especially Dizzy Peach. She said, can I have some strawberry daiquiri?
She's a woman. She's
well,
a woman.
Dizzy Peach wanted some strawberry daiquiri, and I says, there's not enough for you.
Oh, you held back. So
yes.
A woman actually wanted the girl drinks. See, now what happens at when you have a party, you have to have drinks for the men, and you have to have reserved standby girl drinks. The daiquiri mix, the appletini mix, they're reserved for the women. You basically guarded rank in front of a gay bottle of drinks that was reserved for members of the opposite sex. And when they tried to take some, because it was already made, you said, no, this is for me. I've made this. This is my drink. It's not
what
right.
What did you drink New Year's Eve?
Well, I had some...
You got a bottle of wine, didn't you?
I had dinner, I had wine, and then I had some beers. I had a few beers. Fuck.
Well, anyway, all in all, it was a nice time.
And, well, it might have been a nice time if you could have, you know, maybe had a drink that people could respect you for. Other than, you know, some kind of a fucking... Like, hey, if I'm going to start drinking, I'm going to have something tasty. I'm going to have something tasty. You know, drinks aren't supposed to taste good, Frank. They're supposed to taste awful. It's supposed to be punishment for the reward you get of forgetting a terrible night and forgetting that you feel pain and should probably reserve your actions. That's the little reward you get for the pain of having to consume something that tastes terrible. But no, you want it to be sugary, sweet, no good. No good. Now I was watching the footage, Frank, and I'm surprised that you were able to be comfortable because people were sleeping all over the couch. They were sleeping.
Yeah.
They were sacked out, knocked out on their couch. 10 people. Would you ever be able to just fall asleep at somebody's house at a party?
No,
with a party going
no.
On?
Curse of the Bambino was dead on the ground, and several people were on the couch sleeping. You know, listen, I
really like how they treated Neo like some kind of a Halloween decoration where they just put
it
him.
It was awful
they put
what
him,
they did to Neo.
They put him wherever they wanted him to be seen.
Yes.
They wheeled him around awful. On a fucking office chair. I think he ended up in a baby's crib at one point. I don't know. Neo is God from Pal Talk. Can't really hold his liquor. Not too good at that. But people are sleeping on the couch, Frank. You're walking by them. I mean, do you feel in the least? Do you feel
in the least what?
Upset about that?
Why would I be upset if they can sit there and I felt bad for Neo because he fell asleep at like 12:10 and he missed a lot of the celebration, so I felt kind of bad for him. But yet I realized that he sleeps with his eyes open.
Ew!
And
he sleeps with his eyes open.
He sleeps with his eyes open. I've never seen this before in my lifetime, but he does sleep with his eyes open.
I mean, the speculation from people that were just watching the cam was that he was dead. He didn't look like he was breathing. Granted, there's a low frame rate on the Pal Talk cams, but he looked like he had been, murdered.
and dressed up in a fucking
Would you say it was degrading?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, then there people are posing around him. I think you did something with him. I don't know.
Well, I interviewed him.
That's good. Did you get a lot of insight from him?
He didn't really have much to say.
No, but you did ask the hard-hitting questions, which is
yes.
good.
Yes.
You really did.
But listen, all in all, I'm glad it worked out.
After the ball dropped, 12 o'clock. You headed over.
No, I was little shortly after. I was spent some time with my wife and give her a kiss and everything.
Well, of course, you have to do that. But the thing, what I'm saying is, you were there pretty late. Now, if you're drinking and you're staying there pretty late, you obviously crashed there. You fell asleep there. You stayed over.
No, I didn't sleep there.
You drove home.
Yes.
What happened to all the shots you were slugging back?
Well, I did that earlier in the evening.
I see. So you stayed very late.
Yeah.
Why not just fall asleep there and drive home in the morning?
Listen.
Can you do that?
FM Jeff slept in a crib. You know, I can't sleep in a crib. I'll hurt my back.
So you're telling me Neo got thrown out of the crib just so Jeff could sleep there?
Yeah. Neo was in the crib. I guess Jeff threw him out. I'm not really sure. I don't know what was going on.
he dwarf tossed him out of the crib so he could get a very safe and secure night's sleep with a baba or a fucking teddy bear or something. I don't know. I can't crash at somebody's house. I can't fall asleep and stay at somebody's place. If I go somewhere, I know I have to come back. I have to sleep in my own bed. Because the last thing, they don't really have provisions for you. You're going to be sleeping in a fucking crib or on somebody's disgusting couch. And then what happens is you wake up, face into a stain. And they're like, what's this stain? Oh, that was last New Year's. Oh, great. Was it a fuck stain or was it, somebody who didn't know how to aim a shot properly? Or was it somebody who puked? I don't need this fucking disgusting thing. Do you ever, do you obviously think of these things?
I don't particularly even like going on my own couch, for Christ's sake, because my daughter has her friends come over and sometimes they wipe their nose on it. So sometimes I just like stand and watch TV.
But what material is your couch? I don't even remember.
It's leather. It's leather.
Okay, so you have a leather couch. Now, if you're a friend of mine, I demand that you get a leather couch. If you're going to expect me to sit on it or stay there.
Now, why's that?
A leather couch can be wiped down. You can spray some shit on it and wipe it down. You can clean it. And another thing is, you're going to know when a leather couch has been damaged or sullied, as I like to say. If you see any spot or circle that just doesn't shine like the rest, that's not a couch to sit on. That is not a couch to sit on at all. Big Cam says you can Febreze leather. Absolutely. Try doing that on a regular couch. Yeah, the smell will go, but you're going to have a permanent ring of whatever on there. Somebody pukes on a leather couch, okay, maybe you'll get it off. But you know what? You'll see that little dull circle where the pile was.
And also, the leather discolors a little bit if you wipe it off with a cleaner.
And it does. And it'll tell you right away. But, even if you get the ring out of the cloth couch, that just completely tells people that, this is a clean couch to sit on now. Nobody shat here last year. Nobody dropped their load on here while they were fucking or something. It's too easy to get rid of these things. Too easy to get rid of the stains on the cloth couch. I need to know what damage has been done to the couch that I'm even going to consider just sitting on. I don't know. Something about a couch, because people spend time there. They blast shit farts into it. It just becomes a sponge for ass bacteria.
Oh, please don't start with that.
What? Excuse me? What happened?
No.
You think about what you discovered on your finger, and people are shooting breezes behind that directly into the cushions of the couch that you're probably going to put your face into if you crash there.
I suppose so. I guess you're right.
Kippered herring fucking farts right into
it. It's a goddamn shame is what it is.
Fuck, it is. It is a goddamn shame.
So breezy.
So New Year's went off pretty well, I guess.
Yeah. So
everybody, the thing to talk about was Dick Clark, how fucking just god awful he looked.
I didn't see him. I didn't see him this year.
Yeah, that's the thing everybody notices.
We watched the other guy. What's his name? The guy who did TRL.
Carson Daly.
Yeah.
Wow, you really, really were watching some Bush League New Year's. Let me tell you.
Well,
but, you know, the thing is, you'll know a reference is tired and completely obvious when the oldest lady at your work, wherever you are, the oldest lady you encounter in a given day will point something out to you. Because old people really aren't ones to think or come up with new ideas. They're done with that. They've done it their entire life. But when I went to work after New Year's and someone said, "Did you see how bad Dick Clark looked?" I'm like, well, that's something that everybody knows now. Because if it's not, which pill do I take today, then there really isn't much in the way of original thought,
you know,
from old people.
He's no longer called America's oldest teenager.
Yeah. He shouldn't have been called that for fucking 70 years. So it's the worst. What? Why? Because he introduced new bands? Because he liked records? What a stupid fucking nickname to have. America's oldest teenager. It's fucking embarrassing. Would you want to be called America's baldest teenager?
I don't appreciate that.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Anyway.
But no, what do you think? You said you were going to say something about his nickname.
About his what?
His nickname. You said, well, I think... No, I don't appreciate that.
No. You know, you can't make fun of something. I mean, listen, the guy's a pioneer, you know. He paved the way for so people like you can have a podcast.
I really don't see how Dick Clark did this. I really don't see how, saying, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Cooke really helped me speak into a microphone in my bedroom.
The thing I wanted to mention, just one more thing about the celebration,
yeah,
the party is when a lot of people there were from a video chat service called Pal Talk.
Yes,
and it's an odd situation because you, with the exception of perhaps a ham radio operator who is identified by his call signs,
his moniker,
it's sort of like, yeah, it's sort of like we have to identify ourselves by our nicks, and you know,
it's embarrassing.
It's a little embarrassing, you know. It's, you know, hey, I'm Germ Freak, and hi, I'm an Ineffable Cause, or whatever his name is, and then you know, it's just, you know, I'd like to know the real, you know, the real first names at least.
You do that, and you change your list. Pal Talk lets you change.
I like to know people's list. First names.
You add their first name into.
And
their
sometimes
name.
It's very difficult to get first names. The hardest person's first name to get was none other than Irish Curse.
Why is it hard to get somebody's first name?
Because I had to ask five people what Irish Curse's first name was.
No, you only have to ask one. You ask him, hey, what's your name?
Well, that's eventually I did ask.
Do you feel embarrassed approaching
I
somebody about their name?
I felt embarrassed asking him. I felt embarrassed
You know what it is? You want to ask other people. You want to ask other people so that you can just seem like you're in the know. When instead of calling him Irish Curse, you're like, hey, Kevin, how are you? Or whatever his name is. I don't know what his name is because I know he's Irish Curse.
You know.
What's his name? All... Rich? Is it Rich or Rich?
It's Richie.
See, I know. I'm in the loop. I know.
Well, there you go. Should have
asked me. It's the stupidest thing ever. Just ask the person. If you really want to call somebody their first name, say, hey, what's your first name?
Yeah.
I don't want to call you Irish
Curse. And some people don't want to be called by their first name.
Like Neo. Neo doesn't want to be called Peter.
Or a.k.a. Dizzy Peach. She prefers to be called Dizzy Peach. I feel awkward calling her Dizzy, so I just call her Peach.
Why do you have to call somebody something other than they want to be called? Why do you think you're special?
I feel awkward calling her Dizzy because I think it's kind of derogatory because I don't think she's stupid. So I don't really think she's Dizzy. So I'd rather just call her Peach.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But usually you don't pick the second part of the name. Like, we don't call Neo is God. We call him Neo.
I call him Peter.
Yeah, of course you do because you asked 17 people and then you finally got the answer of what it is.
Anyway.
Fucking dope.
That's that.
Yeah, and the internet nickname thing is awful. And when I come into contact with people who only know me because of stuff I do on here, and they ask me what my name is or what my Pal Talk name is, I'm just going to tell them, hey, my name's Ken. I don't want to be identified as DJ New Style or anything like that if it's a real world thing. If I'm interacting with people on a personal level, I don't want to be... Yo, New Style, what's poppin'? No. My name is Ken. But the thing is, I do a stupid show out of my bedroom with a stupid name. That's the thing.
And don't forget to mention that there's paneling on the walls.
There is wood paneling on the walls, yes.
That's
true.
You were, anyway.
Now, the thing is, you were here, and you soaked in every single detail.
I soaked in everything. Listen, DJ New Style's a bit of a mysterious kind of fellow. Let's all face it. I soaked in every nook and cranny of that fucking room. Everything. It just soaked in me like a sponge. Not that many That's people disgusting. Know. DJ New Style's a big fan of Garfield, just an FYI.
I'm not a big fan of Garfield.
I see. I apologize. I'm sorry. When I
was a child, my mom made me a Garfield thing.
And so, little do we know that DJ New Style is a painter. You're a painter. No, not, people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that you
people
paint.
People do not know that. I have in the past. I've painted pictures, yes.
Yes. He painted a wonderful crane.
Crane?
And he has some kind of bird of some sort. I'm not sure.
It's an eagle. It's an eagle.
The only problem is I could see the numbers popping out through the paint. The paint's numbers. Wearing off. You can see the numbers.
Yeah, that's a hilarious thing, Frank.
Thank you. Thank you.
I paint by numbers. I get it. Yeah, because that's the only way you'd be able to do anything creative, is if somebody told you how to do it. Exactly.
I'm not going to deny that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, but you're poking around at all the pictures. You're calling me retarded when I'm like 9 years old in a picture.
Yeah,
And this is after we just had a nice meal.
I saw a picture of Ken when he was like 9 years old, okay? He back then he had fucking Lego hair, for Christ's sake. And he was like, it was just very awkward seeing you at that age. Very awkward.
Well, yeah. You know, the thing is, Frank, at one point I was young, unlike you. You were never young. But what I'm saying is, you like to belittle me a little bit. Right after I took you to a great spot to go enjoy a delicious burger.
I don't want to talk about that. That's the worst burger, and shame on you for bringing me there.
It's fantastic. Pub 199.
I'm too upscale for a place like that.
You're too upscale, but you're not too proud to ask another man to put ketchup on your burger?
Well, so? You had the bottle in your hand.
When the waitress put your plate in front of you, you took the bun, and you put it to the side, and you said, Ken, can you put ketchup on my burger for me, please?
And you were hesitant.
Can you? Yes, because we were sitting next to each other. What am I going to do? Here you go, Frankie. Boonk, boonk. Do you like a little more?
You actually looked around the room to see if anybody was watching you put ketchup on my burger.
And then to get me to do it, you said, just put some ketchup on my burger.
Yeah, I said it real loud. I said it real loud. So
I don't understand. Now, why wouldn't you do it yourself?
You can't figure out why I wouldn't want to do it myself? Come on.
Does it have anything to do with the fact that they were filling the bottles with the half-filled
No,
bottles?
I just don't want – I mean, if most ketchup bottles, if you touch them, are very greasy on the sides.
They're very what?
They're very greasy.
Well, they are. But you have all your – like, I don't know why you're afraid to touch things. You have a goddamn tackle box full of ways to purify your fingertips. I just don't understand. Just touch the things and then wipe down your hands with the Purell or whatever you have.
All right.
All right. You're not going to do it, so don't just say all right.
Well, then don't preach to me.
Then tell me why. Tell me why you're uncomfortable with touching things. If you know you can have pure hands in a second, why touch things? Or why be afraid of touching things?
Well, if you already had the bottle in your hand, why not do it? Let me tell you what happened to me.
And by the way, yeah, I ended up putting the ketchup on because I wanted him to shut the fuck up. He was twitching like a goddamn idiot.
Listen, tell me if this situation
ever – Can't put the ketchup on my burger!
Has this situation ever happened to you? I was at my favorite coffee place this morning, as I am every Monday through Friday.
And what place is that?
That's Chris Starbucks.
Are you going to be talking
Starbucks
about
coffee.
Christy.com?
Christy.com, this one's for you.
Oh, okay.
Gave the woman the money, and I'm sure this has happened to you before. I want to know how to handle it. During the transfer of the money, the change rather, it fell to the ground.
Oh, you're at a drive-thru.
I'm at a drive-thru.
So you're at a drive-thru, you hand exact change over. You give them a bill, you give them some money.
I always give exact change.
Do you rest the change on top of the bill and hold it to them stiff?
Exactly. Exactly!
And they bobbled it. And now the change ends up on the ground. This is an eternal struggle with people who love drive-thrus. Now, what did you do? What was your move?
Well, what is the protocol? I mean, I was waiting for her to say, don't worry about it, but she wasn't saying, don't worry about it.
They usually do say, no, don't worry about it. But sometimes dummies will wait there. Like, could you just get it? I'm going to be short 16 cents tonight, and they're going to fire me.
The amount of space between the the car door, and that little shelf thing is 12 inches at most, and against the wall, you really can't open the door at all.
No, you absolutely can't.
You can't. No. So I start opening the door, waiting for her to say, "Don't worry about it." She wasn't saying anything. She was just waiting for me. So then I opened it a little more, and I pretend
you tried to actually like fake like you were going to try to get it to show her that you couldn't possibly do it.
I was struggling, you know that. Exactly.
I can't open it. It won't go any further.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah. Awful. This is you. So what happened? Did she eventually cave in and say, "Nah, you know, never mind"?
She eventually caved in. She says, "All right, I'll take it out of the tip cup."
Fake struggling is weak. It is so weak. Like if you can't reach something and you don't want to get up, I can't reach.
Have you ever
and
done
if
it?
Somebody gets no. I don't. If I want to get something, I'll go get it. I'm not going to fake reach. If I'm at the drive-thru and I drop my fucking change, and for some reason they don't say, "You know what? Never mind," then I'm going to say, "Oh well, it's on the ground. Looks like you'll be getting it when your shift's over. You'll be getting a trip outside."
You know, I notice you say that a lot lately.
That's your fucking
phrase. Oh well. Hey, I'm Ken. I don't give a fuck. Oh well, new style.
Think about when I'm saying this to you. It's usually the punctuation of a conversation that involves you complaining about some trivial fucking detail, and me ending it by saying, "Oh well. I don't give a fuck that so-and-so had a status on their fucking away message. I don't care that somebody said this to you or somebody said that. Oh well. Somebody's pissed. Alex Webbs needs to... Oh, well. What am I going to do? Am I going to sit here and fucking cry because something upset you? Oh, well. If it's something that doesn't fucking matter in the grand scheme of things... Somebody said this. Somebody said that. They might think this. They might fucking think that. Oh, fucking well.
Oh, well.
Let them think this shit. Because you know why? I don't fucking live and die by what people think or say. That's bullshit. That's shit that starts little arguments in chat rooms. We're going to get the cold shoulder now because we didn't do this or that. Who gives a fuck? Am I going to lose sleep because someone doesn't put emoticons?
Well,
come on.
Are you done with your spiel?
You worry too motherfucking much about everything. And then you complain that
I worry
say,
about
oh, well.
This? When people give you dirty looks, you worry about that?
No.
Because I got a dirty look.
What do you mean you got a dirty look?
Well, listen. I didn't want to make a big deal about it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know how sometimes towns will put on like community plays and things of that nature?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Uh-oh. Hold on, Frank. Dig through it.
Yes, sir.
Wait, what happened?
My town was sponsoring this community play, if you will, at the high school.
Sure.
Nominal fee. There's a fee.
There's a fee to get in.
Yeah, nominal.
Can I ask what the price was?
It was $5.
So $5 per ticket. How many tickets did you purchase?
Children were free. Two adults.
Two adults and the children were free?
Yes.
So you dropped $10 to see a high school play?
It wasn't a high school play. It was
a play put on by the high school.
I don't know what the fuck. I don't even know who the fuck was in it.
Sponsored by it. Whatever.
Long story short.
Go.
Long story short. I don't know if you know this about me, but at the end of the performance, what do you usually do at the end of the performance?
If I'm at a concert or a movie that I really enjoy or a play that I've been dragged to is over, I will clap. I will applaud.
Okay, you see, that's where you and I are different. I don't clap. I don't clap at performances that I pay for.
What do you do? Do you just nod? I mean, like, how do you show appreciation?
I don't. I show appreciation by paying the fee. That's how I show appreciation, my friend.
So you're preemptively showing appreciation because it's required to get in. So you're paying money and saying,
I approve
of this good act
the
by virtue of the fact that I agree to pay.
The fee is my appreciation. If you go to – I've been to Broadway plays before.
Holy
I've seen
shit.
A couple of them. Okay, I'm very cultured, as you know.
Sure you are.
I don't clap. First of all, I think
clapping you went to one fucking little musical involving hair bands.
I went to two. I went to Mamma Mia and Beauty and the Beast. And I don't. I think it's a little effeminate for guys to clap their hands. Number one, and I don't clap my hands because, like I said, I have to now work. I'm paying you my fee. That's my, you know, my appreciation. Now I have to work and exert myself as well. Well, what is the purpose of that? Why do I need to exert myself in order to make you feel better?
Now, when you get a meal, Frank, we know that you're not a great tipper, but you do leave a tip.
15%.
You do leave something extra, correct?
Yes.
So let's just say the bill for the food is the admission for the show. The food and the service is the show. What would the tip be? It's what you're refusing to do, you dim-witted fuck. You're supposed to clap. If you enjoy the show, you clap. Say, good job. Maybe I'll pay $10 to watch you in a gym as you're performing Shakespeare.
What is the protocol for clapping? First of all, are you
what
typically
do you mean?
Somebody who
What's
initializes
the protocol
clap?
For laughing at
do
a
Do you
comedian?
Initialize the clap, or do you usually wait for other people to clap first? Answer to the question.
If nobody's clapping, I'm not clapping.
You're rarely the first person to clap.
I will never be that guy. God damn it! Yeah! Yes! No? Okay.
Now, do you clap, like, real quick or hard? How do you – I mean, what is the protocol? Because I'm not familiar with the protocol.
I will not clap the entire duration.
Okay.
I will end it at, like, 30 seconds of clapping is the absolute max that I'll do.
All right. Do you if people are beginning to stand for an ovation, standing ovation, do you typically stand or do you wait until pretty much the majority are standing?
If there's something I want to see on stage – And now the people are standing in front of me and I can't see, I will stand up and pretend I'm enjoying the ovation. However, usually, nah, just sit down.
Wait, excuse me. So you're eating your own, you just put your foot in your mouth because you're saying that it's okay to clap, but even you think it's a little going overboard for the ovation. Is that correct?
But I'm clapping.
Even you think it's going overboard for the ovation. Yes or no? Answer the question.
Think about it this way. If I was able to see Sublime or a band that I really enjoyed and I think they really did a great job and there was an ovation going on, I would do it because I'm all about the show. I'm into it. I'm really enjoying it. This is how I'm showing – this is the ultimate way for me to show appreciation. I'm standing up and I'm clapping. If I've been dragged to some fucking play like a Mamma Mia or something – I'm not gonna fucking stand up and just because everybody else is. I don't feel that appreciative of their efforts. I don't like the material. I've paid.
Now, will you clap for something that you didn't enjoy just because other people are clapping?
No, if I didn't enjoy it at all,
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Clapping is the way you show whether you like it or not. It's the thing is when you asked what's the protocol for clapping. It's the same as what's the protocol for laughing at a funny comedian or an unfunny comedian.
Do you feel obligated to laugh at somebody's jokes if you don't find that they're funny?
No.
At a comedy
absolutely
club?
Absolutely not.
And at a comedy club?
Where? Where else, Frank? At a deli? If I'm seeing a comedian, chances are it's at a goddamn comedy club.
Even though people at the table are laughing, you will not laugh.
Is it that hard to grasp? If I don't find something funny, I'm not going to laugh at it.
Now, do you feel awkward being the only one who doesn't laugh?
No. I'm paying to be fucking jovial.
Exactly.
I'm paying my fucking money to enjoy the show.
Exactly.
If I don't enjoy
exactly.
the show.
You're paying your money.
No, that's
exactly.
not it. That's not it. You're latching onto those words and you're not hearing the rest of the sentence.
Exactly.
I'm paying the money to be jovial and enjoy the show. I'm paying to enjoy the show. If I happen to enjoy the show, I'm going to clap. That is my token of them letting them know that I enjoyed what they did. You, however, regardless of whether you enjoy it or not, are sitting there with your fucking arms folded and a puss on your fucking face.
Hey,
with a fucking puss on your face.
Don't you think it's a little corny to clap at the end of a movie? Be honest.
Because
who are you clapping for?
Listen, that is very...
A fucking screen?
That is a very, very rare event. I have never done it. But I guarantee you, if I saw some kind of an epic film, some kind of a majorly like life-changing, I'm going to remember this movie forever, it's amazing I got to see it in the theaters movie, I would clap.
Who are you clapping for, the projectionist?
I'm clapping out loud because I don't want to scream, yeah! I don't want to be that. I'm just going to say, yep, that was a fucking great one. Good job. Good job, guys. Sometimes people just clap. Sometimes they clap. But you can't insult anybody for clapping because you don't understand
it.
You don't understand it.
You're clap happy.
I'm not clap happy. I don't clap all the time. You're a god. You are a cheapskate. You're a fucking cheapskate. You think that everything's all good and you don't owe anybody else the minute you've paid the price tag. The minute you've fulfilled your receipt, you owe nobody. You don't owe anything. That's what you think. And it's a terrible thing.
I'm sorry.
Whoever's performing there, if nobody applauded, they're going to feel bad about themselves.
All right.
If you enjoyed it and you don't applaud, what the fuck is that? That's selfish. You're a selfish, bitter, bald man.
And that's new?
Well, no. But they don't know that. They see somebody who was dumb enough to pay $10 for a high school sponsored play. And they say, you know, maybe he's dumb enough to clap for some shit, too. But no, not you. No, you paid your money. That's enough. Paid your money, Frank. That's enough. What if somebody, what if everybody who listened here never responded or said they liked the show? You'd feel bad, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Guess what? Every time somebody said they liked it, I've been lying to you. They've all hated you. Because they've downloaded. They went through the effort.
I apologize.
Yeah. Why don't we take a quick break here? Maybe you can, you know what? Use the break time to think of why it might be nice to show some appreciation. Stop thinking about number one, Frank.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the Jimmy Francone Super Coolest Dragony Firemouth Unicorn Slaying Rocket and B.I. Throwing Coolest Show Ever! It's 2009 and I'm really excited because this year I'm going to make some coolest resolutions and I'm going to keep all of them. I know some people say they're going to keep them but then they don't keep them, and that's stupid, like Steven at my school who said he wasn't going to get beat up anymore for his resolution last year in 2008, and then we broke his resolution for him in 2 weeks with his own social studies book because he's fat and no one likes him. But I want to hear what your people's resolutions are so that I can tell you if they're the coolest or the stupidest. First caller is Petey in Spring Lake. You're on the Jimmy Franco's Super Coolest Radio Show Ever in History.
Hey, Jimmy. My resolution is to stop eating so many candies because I don't want to get boobs like my mom's got boobs, because if I had the boobs, then my dad would always be asking me where the goddamn meatloaf is tonight. And I don't even know how to make a meatloaf or block jabs.
Okay, thanks, Petey, for that stupidest resolution ever. But it does make sense that candies give you boobs, because the only girl in my class who has boobs is super fattest and she only eats Charleston Chews for lunch. The strawberry kind, too. Stinkinest. Next caller is Joey from West Milford.
Hi, Jimmy. My resolution is to always get my homework done on time so I have enough time to watch cool cartoons and play hula hoop on my Wii Fit.
Now, this is a hard one. Because if you're a girl, Joey, and I really can't tell, then it'd probably be the coolest. But if you're a boy, Joey, and I really, really can't tell, then it's not even stupidest. It's probably got to be rated as gayest resolution.
But I'm a boy.
Oh, okay, then that would be a gayest resolution. Hula hooping's only fun when no one knows you're doing it, especially if your dad has a jerk-off podcast and has framed pictures of vodka bottles and a boxing glove with your mom's makeup on it. Anyway, those are some of the stupidest resolutions I've ever heard. And I really don't care anymore because I'm going to go and play Rock Band and do drumming, because drumming's the coolest and singing is for homos like Fat Steven, who's fat and he's a homo and he stinks like Andy Cap fries and crying. Anyway, Happy New Year, and until next time, coolest.
The DJ New Style Show.
I'm DJ New Style, but let's stop for a second. Just call me Ken. We're going to be friends here, okay? Online e-pals. We'll do what online friends do. We'll
post messages to each other. We'll create threads together, post images, play games. I mean, where else could we do that? Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Tumblr? No, none of those places. We'll do it on a message board on HearUsTalk.com. Create your little account, make your little name, and meet me there. All you have to do is go to RadioBronzeFans.com. I'll see you there. Thank you. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on Heroes Talk. Thank you for stopping by. Check out DJNewStyleShow.com and HearUsTalk.com. We've got Best in Show coming up Thursday this week, 8 to 11 p.m. Very nice. Everything that's nice and delicious and just fantastic. Frank, I don't know. I'm happy with it. I'm happy. I'm enjoying life, basically, is what it all boils down to. You know what I mean? I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm trying to get things sorted out. I've never been a person to use a calendar or a planner. And I need to do it. I need to get a hold of myself, a hold of my my events, my appointments. And I use the online calendar, but sometimes you need that visual cue.
You do. You need something tangible.
Tangible.
Every day.
Wait,
every
hold on. Can you please just say that again?
Tangible. Every year, at January 1st, I buy a new fresh calendar. It's typically called At a Glance is the brand. It has big white boxes. And I need something tangible because when you have it on the computer, it's a little confusing.
I guess it could be. And you know what? Even for people that are able to use computers,
and you're pretty computer savvy, wouldn't you say?
I am. But you know what happens with it is I'll fill it out and then it'll never be in my view. Like it'll never be in my face. So I'll forget about things. So I do need a calendar. I've never been good with them though. Every time I get one, it's up on my wall, and it's like it's on May, and it's December. Like I'll make it 5 months, and then I just completely lose hope.
Right, right. So yeah, they have. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
What happens is I noticed that at the end of 2008, I was starting to. I needed to make. I needed to document appointments I had for January 2009. And I didn't have the calendar yet, so you know how they have a little bit at the bottom there. I had to make my own.
Those two boxes.
Yeah, those two boxes. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so I'm in the mall. I'm looking for one of those little kiosks or whatever where you can get a calendar. And I pass this place. It's called Calendars. That's just the name of it. It's a store in the mall, and all they fucking sell is calendars. And the day and age where retail stores are shutting down. Where we're losing linens and things, god damn it. And we're losing Borders. They're being absorbed by Barnes & Noble or something like that. There's a fucking store that's selling calendars. And it's always like a type of dog or some kind of a cat, some nuns with shotguns or whatever. Like,
or they have beefcake photos.
Yeah, they always have the heroes, like the firemen or the police. The cops or whatever, the army guys, and then they have the typical guys' calendars. These are the calendars for the dudes, the scantily clad women. And you know, while it's nice, and while I would certainly, like to look at the pictures, I don't think I could have a calendar with.
Well, you know where you typically find those
It's kind of embarrassing. Where am I going to put it? In my office?
You know where you typically find those scantily clad calendars are in auto mechanic shops.
Janitor's closets and auto mechanic shops. Yes.
Yes.
Or in dad's garage. That's where he really gets to let loose and look at a broad in a bikini. I mean, really, is it that fucking exciting to somebody that has to change transmission fluid fucking in 13 cars in a day?
From what you could see on the internet today, that's G, and, rated G.
Exactly. And every single little celebutante, as they've been called, which is just fucking heinous. they have their own calendar. Kim Kardashian has a fucking calendar. Paris Hilton has a fucking calendar. The girls next door, which aren't even the fucking girls next door anymore, have a goddamn calendar. And I don't know. What kind of images do you use in your calendar? Which one do you purchase?
It's just plain white and black.
That's the way to do it. You just get a black and white fucking
grid. I'm an
grid.
Adult, you know?
Yeah. I don't need fucking the cast of 30 Rock.
No.
Every month they'll get a new cast member. Heroes. Oh, look. I hope.
And what about?
And then when you're ready to flip, I hope it's the cheerleader. Oh, it's the dad with glasses.
And some people, like Alex Webb's, have those calendars where there's a different quote or saying on each day. A different word, perhaps.
Oh,
a new term.
The one-a-day calendars? Yeah.
Yes.
They're the worst. You see them in the variety of the George Carlin calendar, the Far Side calendar. These are the most popular ones. Some of them are a word a day, a quote a day. It's always something a day, and they always never get used. I've never met anybody that went the entire year just longing for that quote or that joke. Like, I can't wait for tomorrow. You know what? Let me peek ahead. Let me look ahead. And they cheat, or they just don't even do it. Like, the thing just collects dust. And the worst is at work, you'll see people, they collect their favorites. And they put them up on the board. That's a really good one. That's one you gotta keep. Check this out. Look at this. Isn't that great? I was just saying I was gonna use that word more often. People are idiots. The fucking one-a-day calendars are so worthless. What are you gonna do with it? You're gonna go and write little, nothing. It's a worthless calendar. It's basically just telling you the date and some shitty word that you're never going to use. Or you're going to try to use and look like an asshole that just got a calendar as a gift. We have the date everywhere. And if you're that dumb, you can go and ask somebody what the date is. That's a little embarrassing, though. You ever have to ask anybody what the date is?
If I'm writing a check or something like that, yeah.
That's embarrassing.
You really think so? I've never been
today?
Embarrassed.
And then they always look down at you. Yeah, it's the 6th. Oh, okay. 09? Yeah. Just miserable. I don't know, Frank. I don't know if you made any New Year's resolutions. We've heard about resolutions from Jimmy Francone on the break.
Have you made any?
You know, the typical eat better, work out more.
Oh, that's good. Cool.
Shit better, perhaps?
Excuse me?
I'd like to shit better. Like to maybe.
Well, you're very skilled in shitting because you shit regularly.
Maybe keep track of the shits a little bit better.
You mean like just to make sure you're regular? You mean, or I'm confused.
I kind of had the idea looking through calendars that in 2009 I would like a photo blog of every shit that I take. So I started it, Frank. January 1st, I think we're up to like 30 entries.
Wait a second. Wait. You're documenting your fecal matter?
I am photographically documenting every shit that I take this year.
You photographically to where? In your own personal journal?
On the internet for all to see.
You're kidding me, right?
No. You can go to duties.tumblr.com. That's duties. D-O-O-D-I-E-S. And Tumblr is T-U-M-B-L-R. Duties.tumblr.com. And you can see my shits. And I post it live right from my
phone. Oh, my God! Are you out of your fucking mind? What is wrong with you? Why are you doing this? It's so awful.
Well, I don't see what's so bad about it. I was a little nervous. I mean, I went 5 days without taking a dump before before New Year's. And then I finally did, as you can see, if you go to archive at the top, you'll see a little, just a photo strip of all the dumps. The very last one was the first one of the year. That was just a thunderclap of a shit. And I think you can see stuff floating in it. I mean, are you looking at this now? How does this make you feel?
First of all, I'm dumbfounded that you would even do something like this. It shows that you're immature. And it shows your lack of
You want to copyright something, Frank? How about you come up with this? Nobody's ever done this before. I am the first to photoblog an entire year's worth of shits. Every shit will be on there for 2009. I'm the originator. The clap-happy fucking originator.
Are you what the This is disgusting. Aren't you embarrassed? Aren't you embarrassed?
I'm a pioneer. I'm a pioneer in the blogosphere.
I can't believe I'm looking at your fecal matter.
Okay, wow. Well, which one are you looking at right now?
You have one that is just an explosion of little bits of pepper and corn and spicy tuna.
New Year's Day. Oh, well, that's interesting. You're kind of coming up with your own assumptions as to what I've eaten. Is that right?
Well, this one looks like you had some kind of cream soup.
Cream soup.
Has like a jagged edges and.
So you're describing. I have an idea, Frank. If you're interested, now I don't know if you are truly interested, but why don't? Oh my God, I'm so sexy. Excuse me. I'm sorry to just turn all that on you here. I didn't mean to let it loose. Why don't we turn it into a bit of a game? And we'll call it "What Did Ken Eat?"
Oh, God.
We'll pick a picture. We'll describe it for the listeners, and you'll have to guess exactly what I ate.
I don't know, man. Have you no shame?
Obviously not. Why don't we start with January 1st? I want you to describe it. The very first dump there, I'm looking at it. You can see a little cluster of translucent-looking toilet paper in the middle. Some semblance of a log.
I am not going to eat for 3 days, man. Oh, this is just awful, man.
Look at it close. You'll see that there's probably some piss in the bowl, too. I can't help that. Sometimes you got to make it a double.
I mean, what disturbs me is there's a big clump, and then there's one little log floating by itself.
Yeah, there's a big clump, and then there's some speckles. Now, you see the red speckle there?
I do.
Okay, and you see that in the log and in the lumps, there's like little flecks of whiteness and just nonsense. And even in the back of the toilet, it's got splatters of shit everywhere. Now, looking at this photo, Frank, what do you think it is that I may have eaten?
I'm thinking you ate probably...
I'll give you multiple choice.
Okay.
Mahi-mahi over broccoli rabe. Chips and salsa. Popcorn and beer. And that's it.
I'm going to say the mahi-mahi.
That is mahi-mahi over broccoli rabe. And a little bit of a twist. If you had picked chips and salsa, you would have had partial credit. Because that's what that little red thing floating in there is. That's a little pepper chunk. Little pepper chunk right there.
God, this is...
You're inconsolably upset right now.
I don't know how you can show your face. Aren't you mortified that people are seeing? Aren't you embarrassed? Aren't you mortified?
Apparently not. Let's take a look at the one on January 3rd. January 3rd here on What Did Ken Eat? Here we are. This is a bit of a log here. Why don't you describe it for everybody?
Now, what we have is we have two logs and we have little white speckles. This is January 3rd, is that correct?
That is January 3rd.
We have white speckles in one, and then a little bit to the left is a little bit of a darker speckle to the left there. I'm thinking you had some type of rice, or perhaps you had some type of hard-boiled egg with the shells.
At this point, you're just guessing? You don't want to hear the choices?
I do want to hear the choices.
Okay, the choices are as follows. Macaroni and cheese. Sorry, I'm looking at it, and I see...
Even you are repulsed by this.
I see the little break in the middle of it. It's disgusting. Macaroni and cheese, Frito-Lay's chips and dip, or Raisin Bran with wheat germ. Which one do you think it is?
Oh, definitely the Raisin Bran with wheat germ.
Ding, ding! Raisin Bran wheat germ. I was getting a little scared. Haven't shat a solid log in a few days. You'll notice by looking before that, you'll see some sorry looking dumps. Just like little spaghetti shits and all that, Frank. Just amazing. Amazingly awful. Let's go up all the way to yesterday.
Wow.
January 5th. Now, there were like five shits that day. But well, actually, let's go to January 4th here. You'll see a little stringy dump on the left. And then a very cloudy pile. I'm going to put the link in the Pal Talk room, but you'll see it if you're playing at home.
This is January 5th.
4th. January 4th. My fault. You'll see
it.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. No, you describe it. Be as vivid as possible.
January 4th, you have what looks like period blood in the middle with one little corn niblet floating on top, or maybe a chiclet of some sort. Then you to the left, you have some type of jagged snake.
Yes, a jagged
and then,
snake.
Yes. Oh, God, what are the choices?
The choices for what are we doing here? Is this a game that we're playing? Yes, it's What Did Ken Eat? We're looking at my new photo ship blog, duties.tumblr.com, duties.tumblr.com. And the choices are, Frank, the choices are as follows. Oatmeal, Slim Jims and soda pop, or fresh vegetable platter.
What was the first one?
Oatmeal.
I gotta go with the oatmeal because I think I see a little flaxseed in there.
No, you are incorrect! Would you like to take a stab at it through the remaining one, just for fun, because you've lost this one?
Vegetable platter.
It is the vegetable platter. We cut up some fresh vegetables, and I loaded up on some cut peppers, cucumbers, carrots, and I had a little bit of corn probably a week ago. I don't know why that little piece of corn is in there.
Oh, God.
Yes. Irish Alky gets the veggies. He is a, you know, maybe an expert at shitting. He gets to look at it in a bag. So maybe he knows exactly, you know, what comes out. Do you have a favorite one that you'd like to pick for the next one, Frank?
I don't have a favorite one, but it the vision is stuck in my head, and I don't think I can. Or if I ever see you again, I'm just going to think of shit.
That's interesting. We're going to be doing this one here on January 5th. For What Did Ken Eat on the DJ New Style Show. I'm cataloging every shit I take in 2009.
Now, what you have here...
It's a black toilet seat.
January 5th?
January 5th.
January 5th is a white toilet seat.
There's a bunch of them. I'm sending you the link here. Just so you
know. I have the Tumblr here. I'm on it.
I'm sending you a link to the specific one, Frank. Please just, you know, roll with the punches.
I apologize.
It's basically a bunch of flex with maybe a very limited collection of solids at the bottom of the bowl. And what I've had to do, you'll see that the toilet paper's in the front. I've started doing that now. I will wipe and then I will place the toilet paper in near the front of the bowl so that I don't obscure the dump.
Because you have a whole system over here.
I have to. Because there's, you know, some places don't have a lot of light.
You know what? Let me just refer. You said it was a black toilet bowl. It's a black toilet bowl seat. It's not
a
black toilet
bowl. No, I said the seat. The seat is black.
You said toilet bowl,
okay,
but whatever.
Okay, well, fuck you then. Look at my shit and tell me what it looks like.
This looks like it was obviously some type of something that was in you for a while. It was an explosion of some sort.
I'll tell you right now. It was a very, very quick shit. This was like Compton drive-by shit. I literally, my ass touched the seat and just hell let loose. So looking at it now, what do you see inside of that?
Do I have choices?
Well, I'm just describe it a little more for the listeners.
What we have is we just have, looks like little raisins, a whole bunch of little raisins. Some are golden raisins and some are the dark raisins.
So your choices are as follows, Frank. Raisin Bran cereal. Edamame soybeans, corn, mashed potatoes, and chicken.
I think I guessed it already. It's obviously the Raisin Bran.
No, incorrect, Frank. You are incorrect. You've chosen the wrong one on What Did Ken Eat? We're looking at my shit. I'm taking pictures of every little bit of shitties that I throw into a bowl this year. You're on duties.tumblr.com. It was, and I'll tell you right now, mashed potatoes, chicken, and corn. For some reason, the corn... lagged behind. The corn
lagged behind.
You're
not
embarrassed at all. Why would I be embarrassed? This is stuff that was not good enough to be inside my body. This is stuff that my body said, hey, you know what? You're giving me this? Nah, I'm good, thanks. And it just shits it right out.
How many more we got? Because I'm going to be ill very shortly.
We're only going to do a couple more. Is that okay if we just do a couple more here?
Yes.
Why don't you just tell everybody about the site here? What is this site that we're talking about?
This is duties.tumblr.com. Ken DJ Newstyle is documenting every single bowel movement that he has made since the year started, and he's probably going to do that for the remainder of the year. This is a revolutionary idea.
Nobody's done this.
Right. We've all heard of Rate My Duties. I think FM Jeff created that site, which people will take photographs of their most outstanding duties. But Ken is taking a log, not to excuse the pun here, of his daily shits.
I really am. We're going to go all the way back, Frank, to the very second entry. The very, very second entry here. This is January 2nd. January 2nd. I'm going to post the link in the Pal Talk room. But for those of you, just go to duties.tumblr.com. Click on archives and scroll all the way down. It's the second one. It's basically like a twisting kind of shit that looks like the symbol for infinity. for some reason, it looks like like a pretzel or something. What do you see when you look at this? Are you going to puke?
I'm just not. I'm just getting a little. I think it's just a little much.
What do you mean?
It's a little much. I mean, it's a little much for me to endure. You know, I don't even look at my own excrement, let alone somebody else's. And for you to object me to this is humiliating, and I'm very offended by it.
Someone is checking in. They say that one looks like the Jesus fish. So I guess I'm trying to assure you know, all of you that I am Christian with the shape of my shit. So, Frank, back on point.
Now,
what does it look like? Describe it for the listeners here.
What we have here is a number seven, if you will. It's a number seven. A little bit of it. It looks like a dark brown sperm thing.
Now, the formation of it, though, is it in log form? Is it a pile?
It's a big blob with a little one log attached to it.
Well, actually, it's a twisting log. It's in the shape of
maybe
the Jesus fish.
That well. Okay.
I think you're closing. You're making it up because you don't want to actually look at it. And on the left, there's a little dollop of something that floated away.
Oh God.
And it is floating, so it leads me to believe it's a gaseous.
Oh God.
All right, this will be the last one, Frank.
Oh.
The last one of what, do you ask? Well, we're playing a little bit of a game here. What can eat? Again, every shit I'm taking is going to be on this site. I am retarded. Looking at this, Frank, do you think that I have eaten lasagna bolognese?
What date? Same date?
Same one. Lasagna bolognese.
Bolognese.
Lentil soup. Or antipasto.
Lentil soup.
Incorrect. The answer is D, all of the above.
That wasn't one of the choices, but
I know.
Ahead.
We'll just figure that ended. That's it. That's everything. Right?
Thank God I could shut that off.
But you know what? You'll never shut it out of your mind.
It's... Yeah, man.
You'll never shut it out of your mind. Alki's pointing out, he's really looking close. I think he's got a jeweler's lens in his eye. He said, I saw red, so I was going to say red sauce. Oh, man, he went 5 for 5. I think he's the only one that really pulled it off. Holy shit, I almost spilled something. So that's it, Frank. That's what I'm going to be doing this year. That's my only New Year's resolution. Some people want to get in shape. I want to just, you know, take a picture of every shit I take. Because sometimes they're impressive. They're not all winners, Frank. They're not all winners. Not in the least. So what's going on in the world? Are you aware of anything interesting that has gone on?
I'm trying to get myself, as you know, I don't really know what's going on in the world around me, but I'm trying to go to news sites and learn about our surroundings. And I do notice that there's a couple of things that I wanted to mention to you. I wanted to get your opinion on it.
Sure. Go ahead. Is this like a news segment?
If you can call it that.
Okay. Well, what do we have here?
We have, are you familiar with something called Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Facebook is putting a ban on photos in which mothers are nursing their children.
Really?
Yes.
So mothers that are nursing, that maybe they have their titty out.
It's called breastfeeding.
I like to call it having your titty out. And they're banning those pictures.
Right.
I guess, you know, in line with their nudity claim. But you really can't see anything. I mean, it's just covered up. Now, how do you feel? But when that happens to you, Frank, when you see somebody, and they're usually the better ones will take themselves away from, you know, the crowds, and they'll maybe have like a little extension of their shirt over like the, you know, the scenery. Somebody whips their titty out and feeds their baby. Does that bug you a little bit?
It does not bug me. It does not bug me.
Do it somewhere else. Because now I don't know where to look.
Well,
I'm an asshole if I look at you. I'm an asshole if I
no,
if
no,
I
no.
Walk.
If you were Ed McGrath, you'd be taking pictures of the woman, okay?
Ed McGrath would be throwing dollar bills on the floor.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's a, you know. But, you know what? It used to bother me, but I guess it really doesn't bother me anymore. But my thing is, when they have it exposed like that, does that give you carte blanche to look?
Does that give you what?
Carte blanche to look.
I like your French accent that you did. Apparently not. I mean, they get really, really offended when you look at them in this state.
Because in a way, you think that this woman is this free spirit woman who doesn't care that her breasts are being seen. But yet if you look.
Wow, yeah. This wild and crazy woman feeding her baby.
Right.
This fucking insane party slut.
Right.
Nourishing her child in the natural way.
But then if you look, you know, they look at you cross-eyed. So, I don't know. I'm torn. I'm torn on it. I'm very torn on it.
Now, if you look on it and they say something, would that be damaging to you at all? Would you be embarrassed?
If they caught me looking?
Yeah.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, you don't want people to know that you're looking. But if they're putting it out there, first of all, I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's natural for a woman to breastfeed. And I, you know what? I think it's all good, and I'm good with it. I'm good with it.
Well, we have a caller here. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Mike.
Mike from
Queens.
How did you know that?
How you doing?
How did you know that?
His voice is very distinctive.
It really is. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Not a whole lot.
Have you heard what we're talking about? You know, Facebook has taken to banning pictures of women that are breastfeeding.
Right, right.
Is that something that, you know, are you outraged by this? If you see some woman breastfeeding, what is your reaction to it?
Oh, my reaction to it, it gets me a little bit uncomfortable, to be honest. I turn away from it. As far as what Facebook is doing, I don't really see the point. I don't think breastfeeding is something that anyone's going to complain about. Well, I could be wrong. I don't think anyone's going to Facebook to look for breastfeeding photos to jack to.
No.
Or anything like that. You know,
never.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mike, with the exception of Ed McGrath. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah, by the way, Ed McGrath is on a crusade to add everybody that might be nursing on Facebook right now, just so he can get it in before they're all gone.
And by the way, I'm going to Tijuana with Ed next summer.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Not joking.
Oh my God. I can't wait to hear about this.
I'm joking, but I hope I sparked an idea in his head and we'll go together.
That would be amazing. That would absolutely be amazing. Now, but the thing with Facebook is, though, you control who sees these things.
Right.
So, I mean, and it's not real nudity. I mean, you're not seeing nipple. I mean, isn't that the rule with
So who are you really protecting? Even if you are seeing a nipple, it's not sexual. Like, has anyone ever censored David? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not calling breastfeeding art, but it's not sexual. Just because there's a nipple doesn't necessarily make it sexual.
But there
is fucking breastfeeding. There's nothing less sexy in a world.
The thing is, the nipple's in the kid's mouth, though. You're not seeing the nipple. The nipple's completely hidden. So there's really nothing exposed more than a fucking
baby. So it's all the kid's fault.
It is, that little bastard fucking kid. But no, the thing is, they can pump the breast for milk and put it in a goddamn bottle and carry it with them. They don't need to pull their goddamn kid out of whatever fucking stroller they spent too much money on. And latch him to their fucking titty right in the goddamn hula hands or whatever.
I think breasts are overrated in general. I mean, they're nothing more but
just a bunch fats. Of hype.
They absolutely are.
They're just fat sacks with the little chopped meat colored raw protrusions sticking out from it.
I agree. You know what? Let me just fucking say this.
What is so fascinating about them?
Breasts are good. I'm gonna say they're very, very good. But you know what? Not the best fucking thing in the world. I mean, think about it. If a girl only had breasts, are you going to be satisfied? How many times can you titty fuck before you're like, okay, this is ridiculous. This is fucking ridiculous. There's nowhere to move on.
Not just that, but there's it's all about the presentation.
Yeah.
Like, no one opens up a National Geographic and starts jacking to the tits that are sagging down to the kneecaps.
Yeah.
It's just not the same thing. And no one's going to put their breastfeeding photo up on Facebook like, hey, check it out. I got one over. How many guys are going to jack? Nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit about
it. It's just a little too paranoid to ban that kind of a photograph from Facebook.
It's awful.
Especially given the level of control that you have over it, which, by the way, I had no idea until you just said that. I have no idea what goes on in Facebook. I have an account, but I'm guessing it's facebook.com/pristinesneakers. Why don't you hit me up?
Yeah, I don't know if that works, but we'll see.
I don't know. I have no idea what goes on in there, but really, what's the point of banning? What are you preventing?
You know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of fucking big fat pillow tits. I am sick of these fucking sloppy tits being heralded as the greatest fucking thing ever. Because you can mold them into a fucking, a couple hard hats that have been stitched together and look like something fucking attractive. You know what? I'm not going to fucking swoon and put you on some kind of a fucking, pedestal so that you can be praised. You should be punished for your decision to not work out.
That's right, you bad girl.
You terrible woman. Firm them up. You're a goddamn tribe member at that point. The worst. I'm with you. I'm with you on this, Frank. Down with titties.
In relation to that, in Vassalboro, Maine, a one-time motel could be offering an eye-opening way to start the day. Topless coffee shop waitresses.
Now, in Maine? This is in Maine. This isn't in, some big-time area.
No.
Some coffee shop in Maine
has
decided that they're going to feature topless broads serving
topless waitresses at a coffee shop.
At first blush with this idea, oh, it's going to be great, dude. You go, you get some coffee, blah, blah, blah.
Right, right.
No, it's bullshit. Fuck this. What kind of caliber woman are you going to find in a goddamn coffee shop in Maine? It's like
What kind of caliber coffee are you going to find in that coffee shop?
And you know what? They won't give you the refills. I guarantee you. If I go, I'll go there once. If I don't get a fucking free refill, I'm never coming back.
Can you imagine if they put the milk they use is from breast milk? But listen.
Sour fucking gray coffee.
You mentioned to me one time that you don't like, and this is in relation to that you don't like strip clubs and things of that nature. Could you tell us why you don't like those, Ken?
No. I just don't like it because when you go there, what's the big deal? You can see things. Great.
Right.
But why is it that now I have to be surrounded by all these other assholes that want to see things, get their fucking dicks hard right next to me? Why do I have to be with my friends as they're getting a fucking erection, staring at some fucking indentured servant, dancing on a fucking thing that used to be a fucking bar?
Before you made that point, I never thought of it, but pretty much you're in a room of guys with hard-ons.
Yeah. No, every man in there has a hard-on, or he's gay.
Yeah, the woman didn't pay to get in.
And at some point, you're so fucking desensitized to it, why are you even there? I mean, what is the true point? Do you really want to just, lose dollar bills?
I think I'm with you as far as strip clubs go, but I think there's some kind of camaraderie that exists with guys that go to the same strip clubs all the time. Like, I think it's more it's just like going to a regular bar for them, except there's titty in their face. Like, someone like you or I, like, personally, I feel very uncomfortable in a strip club. Because I don't know how I'm supposed to act. I know how I'm supposed to act if there's a naked woman in front of me. A naked woman in front of me in a strip club, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I hand her money, and after that, what? I smile? What do I do? I'm going home broke at the end of the night, and I'm not having any more sex than I would have if I stayed home. Actually, less, because I would have jerked off 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, now,
so
Frank,
what's the point?
The thing is, Frank, you go to a strip club and you don't tip, they'll fucking tell you that you have to tip. The broads will tell you. If you sit right next to the bar, they're like, honey, you need to tip. They'll fucking come out and tell you right away. So, you know what? When that happens, you know that this isn't the fucking place for me. And I'm not the type of guy to come in there, with connections to be able to get fucking coke so I can actually pull one of these broads. And I'm not a fucking wealthy dude. So, why am I going there? Unless it's a fucking bachelor party, you'll never fucking see me at a goddamn strip club.
After, 5-10 minutes, I'm just bored out of my mind.
Really. I mean, there. You know, you see enough fucking tits. You see enough fucking ass. What are you going to do? I can't do anything about it.
And then you got these women dancing like fucking Clydesdale on the goddamn stage. It's just fucking awful. Awful. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Some of them don't, but some of them do. I have to tell you that. But the thing is, even if they were the greatest performers ever, what is that going to get me? It's going to get me fucking pent up so I can later on jerk to a fucking memory? Or I could just later on take a couple minutes out of my fucking evening, 3 or 4 times, and go to Pornhub or go to some porn site and fucking jerk off to a video of my choosing.
Either way, it's jerking off. It's what you would have done if you didn't go over there and blow your whole paycheck.
Exactly. And if I want to go hang with my friends, I certainly don't want to do it while they have fucking while their dicks are hard and while they're dropping money to find out what really goes on at the back. It's the stupidest thing. Like, dude, so I paid $30. I got to the back room. I paid $60 more. Okay? She goes, $80 more. I'll give you a great dance, she said. I didn't know what to do, so I didn't do it. So you paid, you know, a ton of money for nothing. And then even if you paid more money, nothing. Still nothing. It's just not fucking worth it. And the thing is, when you're there, yeah, Curse of the Bambino has it. If you're just standing there and, like, you went because you didn't want to go, but all your friends were going, you're going to be bombarded with questions. Hey, baby, you want to dance? You want a massage? You want... Like, really? I'm going to go... Yeah, you know what? We'll be good right now. A massage. I got a knot I need you to work out. What kind of massage am I going to get? Really, I'm going to get rubbed down by some fucking whore that has no interest in anything that I've got to offer.
I'll tell you what. I think it's just a dying tradition. You roll back 30, 40 years or something, like, the strip club was probably the shit. You would have caught me in one every single day because I can't see bare tit. Anytime I want.
Exactly. The biggest turn on you could get was the Sears catalog or Victoria's Secret catalog. When porn was difficult to acquire for the average person, the strip club was in its heyday. But now it's like, okay, now what? Now what? You have people like Frank that go searching for the broads that put the fake horse tails in their assholes.
Excuse
and
me? I don't think so.
What's
it's
that?
Called pin the tail on the donkey.
I don't know, but I saw that once and I didn't understand it. These women, they take horse tails and they stick it up their ass and they walk around like horses. What is the purpose of that?
And then that's a huge thing for people. Not for me. Obviously for you, because you look for it and probably watch it.
Not me. I don't. That's awful.
But people are into that. And those people that are into that can get that without even leaving their fucking bedroom. They can stay wearing spandex and being creepy and being on pills and being logged into their SpandyMan256 on PalTalk account. And they can watch these things all they want. They don't need to go out to get turned on and meet their fetishes. It's all at home. The strip club is for the people that are
get there, though,
lazy.
I'm sorry.
The strip club's for people that are lazy or overly optimistic. They think they're going to go in there and they're going to come away with a number and they're going to fucking be able to bang strippers all they want. And while that does happen, probably, it's so fucking remotely possible.
It happens if you're a famous sports player. That's about it. If you're a famous athlete, maybe musician, you'll get a number. Other than that, they don't want nothing to do with you. But one thing that you can get at a strip club that you can't get anywhere else, which I think is equally worthless, is the lap dance. Have you ever paid for a lap dance in your life?
I've never had a lap dance.
Yeah, I've done it. It's enjoyable. It is enjoyable. I'll tell you that.
It's not. It's not
bad. It's not bad. But, you know, am I going to go out and do that as my chief way of turning myself on? No.
I would love a lap dance if the woman giving it to me will fuck me afterward. Yes. If I'm in a strip club getting a lap dance.
Walk out with that broken leg.
It's even worse. It's even worse than just watching the bare-titted women just jerkily do dance moves on a stage. Like, I'm still not getting anything at the end of the night. She's just making my dick harder than it was.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm still going home alone. It's worthless.
Exactly. Frank, I believe you prepared a game for. I mean, I'm befuddled. But go ahead.
Speaking of prostitutes and strippers, if you will.
Yes.
Leave my mom out of this.
I apologize, Mike. Listen, Mike, you're a fan of movies, isn't that correct?
I watch them. Yeah.
Okay. what I've done here is, you know how movies have soundtracks with songs on them, and the songs are specifically written for the movies, i.e., Take My Breath Away was in Top Gun, you know, things of that nature. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There were songs that have come around here that were released years before the movie came out. But yet, after the movie came out, all you think of is that song. For example, the opening scene of Goodfellas, they played that that what is that song? That Tony Bennett song. You know what I'm talking about?
Wow.
let's say we do.
Wow. Wow. Continue.
I don't have it.
Continue on. So anyway, what he's saying is there are songs that existed before the movie
came out. And now whenever you hear that song, even though it was around years before that, you think of that movie.
For example, with Goodfellas, the song Rags to Riches, Frank. It's coming in from Neo, by the way.
Rags to
Riches. Who you call Peter. You call him Peter, but that's okay.
Right.
So kind of a game that you're trying to do? Now, how
I've
does this work?
I've compiled a list of songs that have come out years before the movie did. However, now that you hear the song, all you think of is the movie.
Okay.
Okay.
So how does this work?
You tell me. You click it.
So I click it, and I guess they have to. What do they name the movie, or do we name the movie?
No, no. We're just gonna play the clip, and you tell me what movie you think of when you hear this clip.
Okay. When you hear this song, what do you think?
Let's do number two. Let's do number two.
Number two. Okay. Hold on. Here we go. Number two. What movie do you think of when you hear this song?
Ken's Specialty, by the way, the number two. Throwing it out there. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus. So fucking low.
I had to.
What movie do you think of when you hear this song?
Open your eyes. Look up to the sky.
Any idea, Mike?
Yeah, I hear it.
So what movie?
It's Wayne's World.
There you go.
Okay. There you go. Now, this song came out in 1975, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, Wayne's World, 1992. Now, whenever you hear the song, all you think of is those people in the back seat of the car.
In the Mirthmobile.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, you have to understand, when that movie came out, I was about 7 years old. So it was the first time I was really exposed to the song. When I hear it nowadays, I don't think of it at all.
And honestly, Wayne Campbell was the epitome of cool when you were fucking seven watching Wayne's World. Now, kind of not so fun.
Yeah, the epitome of typecast.
Yes, exactly.
Next one.
What's the next one? Are we just going on from there, Frank? Because you told me to skip one.
Let's do number three.
Okay, number three on the list. This is one that I think is more recent. As far as the recognizability or the association. What do you think of when you hear this? Okay, this is fucking instantly recognizable. Yep. So, Pristine, what do you think of?
I mean, I know
Ken,
the song
are you shitting
well.
On this?
I'm not shitting on this. It's just, it's pretty easy, I think. I think he's got to know this. Pristine, what
no,
do you think?
I don't. I know the song very well. I didn't know it was associated with the movie.
So you wouldn't know that a certain TV show has changed basically the life of this song forever. This used to be a closing the bar song. You would close. Oh, you would
please
play.
Please tell me it's something like The Sopranos.
I think Tony Soprano took the midnight train going anywhere.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
No.
I'm proud to not know what TV show that. This song is associated with.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, whenever I hear a song, all I think about is him in that pizza place or whatever.
Shoving fucking onion rings in his fat fucking face.
I think Meadow Soprano parking your car and all that other crap.
Ugh, Meadow Soprano's the worst.
And you're both fans of the show, right?
Yeah.
But now that it's over, seriously, how fucking stupid is it?
I kind of liked it.
I liked it.
Still?
I did like it, but it's still fucking dumb.
You know what?
I didn't like it at the beginning.
I watched a total of one episode. From hearing that song and saying and you told me it was played at the end of the show, I can tell you it's a piece of garbage. What is it? Is that where he starts to get reflective at the end of the show while he's sitting at the local cafe or ordering a sandwich at the deli?
There you go.
Please. Oh, please.
Shoving
please.
Fucking onion rings, not even chewing them, the entire thing in his fat fucking face. wheezing, wheezing and barely able to breathe like a normal human. Like he's got a goddamn scuba mask on, sitting at a fucking diner booth.
I hope the actor follows suit quickly.
Really?
Yes.
James Gandolfini's a fine Rutgers alum.
Yeah, we'll see him in many movies to come, I'm sure.
That's hey, number six.
The Mexican was fantastic. So you want number six there, Frankie?
Number six.
Number six there. Okay, so this one isn't all that new. But this is something that... What do you think of when you hear this song? Do you know what the song is, Christine?
Centerpiece Square?
It is Hip to Be Square.
Hip to Be Square. Centerpiece Square. Hip to Be Square. Huey Lewis in the News. Again, I don't know what movie it's associated with. I know the song.
Now, I gotta say...
No, I know.
Oh, really?
It's like what?
He's got
it. Oh, you got it.
He does have it.
Yes, I got it.
Little Jimmy Rhodes fan, Ustream, saying Back to the Future. Vasco Brat, Back to the Future. No. Believe me. Huey Lewis in the News. If I hear the name of that band or I hear anything by them, I think of Back to the Future, despite the fact that this song was changed forever by American Psycho.
Power of Love was Back to the Future.
That's true, but I think the overall sound of the band is just so consistent that, to me, Back to the Future overrides American Psycho.
Did they achieve a level of consummate professionalism that hadn't previously been attained by...
Yes.
I'm sorry. I saw American Psycho once. Bear with me.
So did I.
Let's do number nine.
Number really nine, Frank. Let's see. Okay. Which one... Now, what movie do you think of when you hear this song? This song was around before. It was in 1978. The movie came out... I'm not going to tell you. Fuck you. That would give it away. Frank, why don't you help us out with this? Do you recognize the song yet?
This is a classic movie, early 80s.
Early 80s. What's the song?
Moving in Stereo by the Cars.
So, Pristine, are you familiar with this song?
I definitely know it.
By the way, I caught myself calling you Pristine, even though, you know, you're distancing yourself from that name. You're calling yourself Mike from Queens.
I hear he's a cool guy. Whatever.
Mikey Blue Eyes or whatever the fuck, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, do you recognize this song?
I know the tune. If you would have asked me who it was, I probably would have guessed Dire Straits. I had no idea.
It was you know, close.
Mike, have you ever seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
I've seen pieces of it. I never sat there and watched the whole thing.
Frank, why don't you go ahead and explain it?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Phoebe Cates' character getting out of the pool.
Wow. That was so heartfelt. You could have gone into it. I mean, there was a very major scene.
It was. I mean, what's his face jerking
she's got
off
her,
in the bath?
She's got her, to you, meaningless titties showing. Very hot scene, by the way. It's one of the hottest movie scenes ever.
Now, you were only 2 years
times,
old when this movie was
Fast
out.
Times at Ridgemont High. Well, that's a testament to the movie, isn't it? I was too young to basically see it, but
maybe
I've seen
one or
it,
two more.
And I've enjoyed it, even though it was old for me. Which one do you want to go to now?
Let's do number 10.
Number 10. This one... I am definitely aware of. So here we go.
And if I...
This song is much older than the movie. But
yes.
What movie do you think of when you hear this, Pristine?
Okay. Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
There it is.
But this song is Tequila by Richie Valens.
No. That would be by the Champs.
Really?
Yeah, just because it's a Mexican-sounding song doesn't mean it's Richie Valenzuela. And
no,
it's Flying Guitar!
I really thought it was a Richie Valens song. I'm sorry.
No, it is not. Yeah, he was in the Alamo or whatever, and he danced in the bar with his fucking disco shoes. And that was really cool for a first grader to do and imitate for like a week.
He put on the Kiss heel boots.
Yeah.
And then he got on a bike and drove into a sign.
Yes.
And then the acid trip ensued. I remember.
By the way, Bosco Brat has... pretty much submitted Weird Science to every answer. Basically.
Let's do one more here, New Style.
Okay, we got one more. I'm guessing you're going to want number 10 on this. That one was pretty recognizable.
All right, let's do number 11, Wrap This Baby Up. And I want to preface that these are songs that were out before the movie came out. They were not made specifically for the movie.
Came out well before the movie.
Yes.
What do you think of when you hear this? Obviously not the live
Just
version.
Take those old records on.
Q104.3.
I really like it. They play a great mix of oldies and soft rock, which is what I listen to.
All right, and that wraps this baby up.
Well, what was it, asshole? You didn't fucking say it.
Old time rock and roll. Risky Business.
What movie?
You risky focus business. On the song, and then you tail off on the
risky
movie.
Risky Business.
Risky Business. Now, explain the scene.
This is
and
when
tell
I
us
got...
all how aroused you were when he slid out.
This is when that fucking...
Holy shit.
Shut it off now.
Okay, fine. Go ahead. I figured I would leave it on while you're talking. Well, go ahead.
This is when that Scientologist is dancing in his goddamn underwears in the hallway.
His underwears, plural.
Risky Business, one of Tom Cruise's first feature films.
You're becoming a bit of a Hollywood enthusiast, Frank.
I am.
And you're ignoring Legend and Taps.
Legend?
Legend and Taps. I believe they both came before Risky Business for Tom Cruise.
Ooh, that's true. That is true.
Taps did, yes. But he didn't star in Taps. I think that was Timothy Hutton.
This is another... Hollywood now, Germ Freak production.
Do you know what Tom Cruise's real name is? Do you know that's not his real name?
I did not know that, Frank.
His real last name is Maypother or something like that. Maypother.
Let's I wonder why he changed it.
Yeah.
So wait, I have compiled a list. Go ahead.
So you have compiled a list of what? Explain.
I've compiled a list of famous people. Some may call them celebrities. You have to tell me if their name is their birth name. Or if it's a made-up name.
Okay, let's. I think I can do this.
I like
okay.
this one.
All right, let's okay. do this. Wait, so by the way, I want to preface this by saying that the following segment is a Hollywood Germ Freak production. All right, here we go.
If that now, doesn't scare you away from copyright infringement, I don't
know. We're going to go down this list. We're going to go down this list, all right?
Yes, go ahead. Let's do this.
If I was to say the name Clay Aiken, would you tell me that is his real name, or did he make that name up?
Well, I mean, he was a contestant on a reality show. My guess is that you go on a reality show with a name. You're nobody. So that you're going to use your real name. That's got to be his real name. What, Pristine, what do you think?
I wouldn't use the same logic, but just because I haven't heard his real name, I'm going to guess that is his real name.
Okay. What did you say, Ken?
I said that's Clay Aiken's his real name.
You're both wrong. His real last name is Holmes.
Ooh, wrong.
Holmes?
Holmes.
Holmes.
That was his father's name. He changed it to his mother's maiden name, which is
either
Aiken.
Way, it's ironic.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. I would never have guessed. Because you know why? I'm not too interested in Clay Aiken.
I
just
apologize. Are you a fan of Seinfeld?
I certainly am. Probably a bigger fan than you are.
You a fan of George Costanza?
Yeah, I do a show with him every Tuesday.
Jason Alexander, the guy who played George Costanza, is that his real name or a stage name?
I know the answer. Pristine, do you know the answer?
I don't know the answer. I'm going to guess stage name.
It is indeed his stage
correct.
Name. His name is Jason Greenspan.
Why would he change that?
It's actually J. Scott's Greenspan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He changed it because maybe it's less religious sounding, perhaps. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
When did Greeks become godless people? They have religion.
Greenspan?
Greenspan?
No, Alexander.
No. He chose the name Alexander.
I understand.
Holy
what
shit!
I'm saying is he goes for the name Alexander
yeah.
as if it has no religious connotations, even though the religions are ancient
sure.
and obscure at
I
this
think
point.
Basically Frank was saying, less Jewy, basically.
I know. I
less
was just
Jewy.
Going. I'm sorry.
All right, let's do the next one here.
Jennifer Aniston, real name, stage name. Jennifer Aniston.
I'm going to say it's a stage name. I have no idea. I don't know.
Christine Sneakers, Mike from Queens.
I think it's kind of an obscure name to pull out of it. I'm going to go with real, actually.
What did you say, Ken?
I say stage name.
Okay, Ken, you're right. Her real last name is, if I can pronounce this correctly, Anastasakis.
Yeah, I'm guessing you didn't pronounce it correctly.
Ken, can you pronounce this last name?
I don't know. Let me see. Okay, you sent it to me here. It's Anastasakis. I'm fucking out to say that. Maybe it's good she changed it.
She was the bass player for Jesse and the Rippers on Full House.
I definitely wouldn't jerk off to anybody with that last name. Good thing she changed it, though. Good thing. Still held up.
Number four. Sylvester Stallone. Real name or stage name?
I think it's a stage name. I think that's definitely a stage name. The alliteration of it, you know, I don't think that's too... It just sounds like an action person's name. It's got to be a stage name.
What do you say?
It sounds like Stallion. It definitely sounds very funny.
Is that your final answer?
Stallone sounds Stallion.
But hey, Stallone! Look at the fucking Zvulyadel.
You know what? I've been wrong three times. Let's go for four. I'm going to go with real name.
Pristine, you are correct.
That is God damn. It does seem like a fake name.
Number five. Adam Ant. Famous 80s.
That's a fucking stage name.
Fake.
Adam Ant.
Oh, I tried to trick you, but you're right.
Yeah.
David Letterman. Real or made up?
I think he's too ugly to care about, concealing a name.
Yeah, not the vainest of people in entertainment. Yeah. I'm going to go with real.
You are correct. It is his real name.
Oh, snap! Next
Russell Crowe.
That's got to be stage name. Stage name.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you choose the name of an animal or insect, I'm going to go with fucking stage name.
You are both incorrect. It is a real name.
Michael Steele.
It is a real name.
Dustin Diamond. Well, that probably is real. Okay, next.
Wait, Russell Crowe is real?
Yes.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Okay, who's next?
Pat.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Frankie, you there?
Yes.
You clipped out a minute. Who is this one? Go ahead.
Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar, you say?
Famous 80s icon, Love is a Battlefield.
Have you ever masturbated to Pat Benatar?
Of course not.
Why not?
Answer the question. Pat Benatar, is that her real name or stage name?
I'm going to say it's a real name.
Pristine?
I'm going to go with fake. I don't think that's real. Even though it doesn't sound that cool, I think she probably has a horrible name that she's covering up.
Pat Benatar was born Patricia Andrzejewski, so you are correct, Mike Pristine Sneakers.
Love. It's a
those shoulders, though. Who can forget those shoulders in that video?
Oh, my goodness. No promises, no demands when you're making fake stage names. I don't know. Whatever. Fuck it. Who's next?
Foxy Brown.
Oh, come on.
Wait, she is not Caucasian. Let's take that into
account. How adorable is she, honey? Let's call her Foxy.
I'm going to say stage name.
Yeah, not her fucking name.
You are correct. Her real name is Inga Marchand.
Inga Marchand. Inga.
What black person names their child Inga?
Yeah. Her daughter's name is Helga. Helga Brown.
Let's move on. A living dead legend. George Burns. Real name or stage name? George Burns.
I have a feeling that he tried to conceal his Judaism. A little bit. I have a feeling. I'm going to say it's a stage name. Probably a derivative of his real last name.
Pristine?
See, now I'm going to show my ignorance right here and say that Burns sounds somewhat Jewish. I think maybe it's a play on his actual name, but I'll have to choose real. And if it's fake, I think his name sounds something like Burns.
George Burns was born Nathan Birnbaum.
There it is. There it is.
Could I be any more on point? Can I get a couple of points there?
No.
Let's continue. Sandra Bullock.
Fake. Sandra Bullock is a real name. That is a real name.
Fake.
Mike says fake. Can you say real?
I say real.
Ken, you are correct.
I'm correct.
Ah.
Oh, yes. Love is truly a battlefield. That's my celebratory song right now. Okay, what's next here?
Couple more here. Nicolas Cage. Real or stage? Nicolas Cage.
Oh, come on. We all know that. That's a fucking
fake
stage.
Without a doubt. Everyone knows that. Yeah.
Stage name.
Let's move on.
Yes.
Mina Suvari.
I don't even care.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, I don't even care. She is so meaningless. And she has an alien face. What is
David?
Well, wait, now you got to tell me. You can't just throw the name out there. I care
a
little.
Care.
I care a little.
It's a real name.
Oh, good. Okay, who's next?
David Copperfield.
Come on!
David Copperfield.
Stage name.
Metuchen, New Jersey native.
Oh, God. Just because he's from New Jersey, you love him.
Mike, David Copperfield, real or fake?
I have no idea. Fake name?
Fake name.
All right, it's a fake name. His real name is David Kotkin.
David
Copperfield's like
David Kotkin.
You ever hear that? There was like an R&B guy, he named himself Tyrese. like he just took a couple of real black names and combined them. That's what Copperfield is.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Danny DeVito, real or fake?
Danny DeVito, he's a real guy. I think he wouldn't try to mask anything.
Mike, Danny DeVito?
First guess would be real guy, I guess, yeah.
You're both incorrect. His
real name is
Michaeli. M-I-C-H-A-E-L-I. Michaeli.
Sometimes you will hit trouble when you try to play with a Germ Freak, Hollywood Germ Freak production.
Don't take anything for granted.
Don't leave anything to chance. Let's do just a couple more here.
Engelbert Humperdinck, real or stage?
I don't think you could be granted a shittier name.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
That seems real so fucking stage. Made up. But then again, he's a musician. It could just be pretentious. I don't know. I'm gonna say it's fake. I'm gonna say it's a fake name.
Pristine.
I'll tell you what. Kent, I'm feeling your train of thought over here.
What I'm saying? I'm thinking his parents.
Who would make up a name that ridiculous? But at the same time, when you think about it, there are plenty of reasons for making up a name that ridiculous. Not that you probably have a better name.
I mean, like David Copperfield's name was David Cock or something like that. I don't know. So he changed it.
Right,
so like Engelbert Humperdinck or whatever. You know, maybe he just came with the real.
All right. Let me give you the answer as time is running out.
Oh, eat shit.
Oh.
Engelbert Humperdinck was born Arnold George Dorsey.
What the fuck?
What's wrong with Arnie Dorsey? Arnold Dorsey.
Or even just George Dorsey.
What the fuck?
That's as far from Engelbert Humperdinck as you can get.
And who is he? I don't even know what he does.
He's a singer. Couple more here. We'll wrap this baby up.
Go ahead.
A famous fashion designer, Ralph Lauren. Real or fake? Ralph Lauren.
Real. Real.
Pristine.
Real.
That is
Sorry.
A real name.
Ralph Lauren was born Ralph Lipschitz.
Oh, man. Man, you
can't. I hope that name is on his tombstone when he dies, too.
We both felt the sting of Hollywood Germ Freak on that one. Do you have another one for us? Is this the final one or a couple more? Okay.
Maybe two or three. Boris Karloff, famous. You ever heard of him, Pristine?
Boris Karloff. I'm going to guess, is he the original Dracula?
He was one of those.
Original Frankenstein.
One of those horror people.
Frankenstein, sorry, shit.
I'm going to say Boris and Karloff. They sound like pretty ethnic names.
If
you're going to pick a name, why would you pick an ethnic name? So I think that's his real name.
I'm going along the same lines of logic, even though that name probably wasn't that ethnic, wherever
you
think fucking
Boris,
name, Ukraine
you know,
or Russia.
Boris Karloff.
I think that's his name.
So we both say that's his real name.
Boris Karloff was born William Henry Pratt.
Get the fuck out of here! John Henry Smith III.
God damn! The sting!
You're throwing us for a loop, Frank.
Yes.
You're a little bit deceptive.
All right, let's what's the next one here?
This is probably the last one here.
Okay, the last one for a Hollywood Germ Freak production.
The last one is
real name.
No,
let me name.
Let me two more. Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. I think he's does he spell it with two X's?
Yes, he does.
That is a stage name. If you have two X's in your last name, it's a fucking stage name.
But also, Ken, you have to take into account he is black.
That is true.
It's not a racist thing, but
the celebrity is black
children named Justice, their black children named Clarity.
Let me tell you something. When I graduated college, the speaker at my college, his name was Mighty Fine. His last name was Fine.
Go.
His first name was Mighty.
That I'm
was
going
his,
with
that
real.
Was his birth name. So I'm. You know what? I'll say real as well. Fuck
yeah.
Okay. Jamie Foxx was born Eric Bishop.
Damn it! That is such an uncool name. Sinéad would have never been born.
I think that's pretty cool, actually.
Eric Bishop?
Eric Bishop. Come on. Are you telling me you can't launch your career
Jamie on Eric Fisher? In the fact hole.
You definitely could. It's no sillier than Jamie Foxx.
That's true. Please. That is true. But you know just what? You had to add a couple X's in there. Bishop.
Just like, we got just two more and we'll wrap this baby up.
Let's do this.
Robin Williams, real or fake? Robin Williams, comedian, movie extraordinaire.
I'm going to say that Robin Williams. Now I'm gun shy. You know what? I think you're throwing us off.
Hasn't he made you nervous at this point?
He has.
Like you
he has.
Thought,
I'm
you
I'm treading
you
lightly.
You were
here.
Certain about things, but now you're thinking a few layers deeper.
I'm
than
trying
you were
to think of what he would want us to think.
Exactly.
I think that he wants us to think that it's the real name. Robin Williams seems so common. I'm going to say...
Please, let's have your answer.
My answer, stage name. Stage
Pristine.
Name.
Pristine.
Stage name. Stage name. Stage name. Stage
I have no time for explanations. I'm just going to say real name.
Fuck you.
Pristine, you are correct. It is his real name, Robin
Damn
Williams.
Damn it.
Finally.
The last one.
Last one.
Hollywood Jeffrey.
Star of Mr. Mom and Night Shift, Michael Keaton. Real or fake?
Why replace one Jew name with another? Yeah.
Jesus.
He's Keaton.
All right, that's his real name. Come on.
Pristine?
Yeah, real.
Michael Keaton was born Michael Douglas.
Ah! Oh!
What was Michael Douglas born as?
Michael Douglas was actually born as Michael Keaton, which is just a fucking mess.
Obviously,
Michael,
he changed his name.
I don't know.
He changed his name, obviously, because he didn't want to be confused with the actor Michael Douglas.
Oh,
so that concludes Hollywood Germ Freak.
This has been, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a Hollywood Germ Freak production. I'm sorry. You know, huge Current Affair fan. Sorry. But that was pretty good. I thank you for tuning in. Pristine, Mikey, whatever your name is. From yeah, wherever you're from. Thank
just
you for
Mike,
going in. I appreciate
man,
it.
It's all good. I had
Mike,
fun.
Thanks as always, man. You're the best.
God bless.
Hey, I love you guys too. Big fan.
Do you have anything you'd like to promote?
I would like to promote nothing. How about this? HearUsTalk.com. I think it's a really cool site. I like to chat with people on the message boards over there. The Hear Us Talk forums, especially the video game section.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I know it sounds crazy coming from me.
I know Jeff sent me a promo he wanted me to play for the What Show.
Who's Jeff?
Jeff would
what
be
show?
Foundry Music Jeff. Our Jeff, yes.
What show?
Exactly. All right. Can we just call them the What Show and just fucking acknowledge it now? Can we literally lynch the What Show bit?
What?
Exactly. This is something that he sent me. That he wanted me to play, and I'm going to play it.
Last time on The What Show?
Dizzy got a bartending book.
Oh! Jesus Christ!
Good job, Chiefy.
Jesus Christ!
Are you okay?
Way to kill the fucking co-host.
Chiefy, what did you just do?
Last What Show registered a 2.7
Wait,
on the Richter,
mic, turn the mic off, turn the mic off. Jesus Christ! Wow. Are you okay? How's my equipment? Is my equipment okay? Spent a lot of money on it. Sheepy.
If I had a nickel right. for every time I said
come
that.
Come say hello. Yeah, I got Red Bull. Thank you. Did you drink some before you walked in? 12 or 13, maybe?
Tune in to The What Show, Friday nights, 10:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. Eastern Time in Pal Talk's Opie Fan Room.
There it is.
The What Show. What?
Oh, boy. Even they do it. We can't kill the... How can we possibly end that when they're doing it, too?
Who was that just said, tune into the What Show?
I don't know. It's their announcer. But the thing is... The thing okay. is...
Back-stabbing cocksucker.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. The thing is, Pristine, if you're going to enjoy some radio, first go to DJNewStyleShow.com.
First and foremost.
Then
always.
Go to... bestinshowradio.com.
Best in show. Honestly, I listen to both at once. I'm very talented.
Visit the various Ron and Fez message boards. Visit the whatshow.com.
Okay.
The Awful Hour. RedTube.com.
Awful hour.
Yes, and then what you do is you go to RedTube because you're tired of listening to internet radio, and it really is over after that.
I don't write that fast. RedTube, awful hour, what show?
You know what? Hear us talk. HearUsTalk.com. Thank you very much, everybody. I appreciate it. Thank you, Pristine. It's a very lovely event, a very lovely affair, broadcasting on Heroes Talk. Frank, thank you very much for being a part of episode 196. It'll be available for download on DJNewStyleShow.com, just like all the other episodes. Download all of them. Subscribe. Frank, do you have anything you'd like to say?
But this is us! Yeah, no. Shut up! Ken, you got anything to say?
Nah. I'm good. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!